Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning. Thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to hear from you. The phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is a nice day for Remembrance Day.
Yes, remembering our veterans, yes.
So we noticed that our normal parking spot is not our normal parking spot today.
No, it looks like there's going to be a parade someplace.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we hope no rain. Now, it rained in Byron.
That's nice.
Because, again, I washed my car.
And you had spots on it, did you?
And I start driving and the roads are wet.
I really feel for you.
I get to Wonderland, everything's dry.
Yeah, well, it's dry in St. Thomas, too, just to let you know.
So, 25% more dry roads in St. Thomas.
25% better life in St. Thomas. There you go.
We should thank everybody who voted for us on the Community Votes London.
Yes, thank you.
But we still need your help. We've been nominated in one category, but there's still three others. So if you can go to the Peter Inch & Associates Facebook page, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see the Community Votes, and you can click on a link, and it's very easy to nominate us in the four categories.
Right.
So that we'd be grateful if you did that. And like you said, we want to thank our veterans and military for everything they did to give us the freedom to allow us to be on this show.
Yes.
And talk. So some people might wish that was not the way it is. But we should do a shout out to one of our curling teams. The McDonald team is playing in the Canadian Mixed Championship out in Saskatchewan.
Yep. And they're in the semis, right?
Yep. They're down to the final four teams. And Ontario McDonald is playing Manitoba
right
in the one semi. And Saskatchewan's playing Nova Scotia in the other semis. So they're going to be playing for a gold medal or a bronze medal.
Keep our fingers crossed.
And
yes.
They start at 11 is that game. So I'll be watching it, the score as it goes.
Yes.
Refresh, yeah. Trying to get the updated score.
Yeah.
And there was two important hockey games last night. Huge games. They both went into overtime.
Did they? Which hockey games are they?
London Knights against Owen Sound.
Okay.
Knights won it in overtime. Calgary against Toronto.
Toronto wins it in overtime.
Yeah, but Toronto gets up 4-1. They think it's all over. And my little Flames come back and tie it and take it.
Until they flamed out.
Well, went to a shootout, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So your goalie, who was your goalie?
I didn't see the game, so sorry. You're going to have to tell
You're
me.
You're a fan.
I am a fan, yeah. I'm a fan, but I don't always see the games.
Yeah. Well, I just watched the comeback.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then I fell asleep.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Right, yeah.
So I had to wake up, go to the computer,
play. Yeah, find the game in five and rewatch all the replays, and then you went, oh no, yeah,
it was close. I was hoping I would be coming in today talking about how well they played. But.
Well, did obviously if they came back, they did play well. They just came up short, kind of like your curling game.
Hey, I won on Tuesday.
Did you?
My first win of the year.
Well, congratulations.
So we got a tie, a win, and two losses so far this year.
Wow.
Okay. One more game to go.
So. Yeah, I went 3-0 last week, so I was pretty happy. Yeah. One Monday, one Tuesday, one Thursday.
Well, I was giving up field goals. Take four, give up three.
It's never a good thing to give up a field goal.
Yeah. So, but I said to him, you would think in a game, curling game, when you got 6 points, you'd win the game.
Was that right?
You know, but I think it was 10 to 6 was the final score.
Joseph Wall was in that last night.
Yeah, it must have been a wall then. Brick wall.
A brick wall, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We got a very young goalie that's pretty good. But he was sitting on the bench.
Oh.
I could not figure out. Now, Calgary goalie went into the Hall of Fame on Monday, this coming Monday, Mike Vernon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Won the Stanley Cup with the Flames and then won it twice with Detroit.
There you go.
Going into the Hall.
Yeah, maybe they should have called him up.
Well, he was up. That goalie sitting on the bench. I'm going, why is he on the bench?
Mm.
He was Rookie of the Year and Player of the Year. And the year before, he was in another league, and he won that.
So they just didn't want him to get him, you know, shell-shocked but from all the pucks coming at him from Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They hit the boards, the glass. They just don't hit the net.
Oh, is that right? You know? Okay.
Except Nylander had a good game. So
there you go.
Yeah, he did pretty well. Now, his contract's up for renewal. Isn't it kind of funny when the contract's up for renewal?
How hard they play. Yeah. Yes, isn't it? Yeah.
So maybe they should just sign one-year contracts for
all the time.
Players.
Yeah, performance. It's just a performance contract. If the better you play, the more money you make. Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is. And I'm going to the Knights game tonight.
Oh, well, hopefully have a nice time. Who do they play again tonight?
Guelph tonight.
They play Guelph tonight. Okay.
No, it'll be my first game. I haven't been. Well, sorry, I went to an exhibition game.
Okay, so this is your first game in your seats.
Yep.
Well, wow.
Make sure you guys didn't wreck the seats. You know,
right, exactly. Comfortable. Yeah, I'm sure they're comfy.
We'll see how it goes. Where did my notes go? The 765 on Facebook, you know, still following us, doing quite well. 2-time Consumer's Choice Award winner.
You didn't finish your diatribe.
No, I didn't.
You got sidetracked.
I got sidetracked by that hockey game. You know, it was terrible. I think I got to take a break because I got to get over that.
You seem a little bit out of sorts this morning, so yes.
Well, I had to walk 2 blocks.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
You know, to get here.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Shipped out the number a dozen upon my return. We're 100 or so from the coast and from the prairies. I bet they keep coming.
That should be pretty easy for the
we know it's Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day, Highway a Hero by the True.
By the True, yeah.
Good video, if you've ever watched
it. Yeah, it really
video.
Is a good video.
The first two are very good videos. I would recommend watching those.
Okay.
So we got some questions here. And, of course, at some point, we will hear the Vanessa's reminder of the week.
Right. Vanessa's reminder of the week. Yes. So, yeah.
Why would a water heater not drain when it was trying to be replaced?
Well, so for water heaters, there's a small drain at the very bottom of the tank, and there's a valve down there. They used to have plastic valves, and they were always terrible because they would never, if you ever opened them, they'd never close again, and they had a reverse opening. It was kind of weird. But then they changed to brass valves, which is better. But the problem is that if you're in an area where the water may not be so good or you're on a well or anything like that, there is a lot of sediment that comes that can sit at the bottom of the tank. And so what you're supposed to do with maintenance on a hot water heater, like the tank, is you're supposed to drain about 1 gallon to 2 gallons of water off every year. So you just attach a hose to that base valve, you open it up, allow some water to run off, and then close it up again. And you should do that once a year. That keeps the sediment off the base of the tank, so off the very bottom where because that just sits on top of the burner. So if you don't do that, sediment builds up. And depending on how long you have your water heater and what kind of water you're on, if you're on a well water, I mean, there can be a lot of sediment that builds, so much so that it can crust over and cover up that valve opening. And when you go to open that valve to drain it, there's just, it's all hard and crusty because that sediment has just crystallized.
Well, and the burner, like you say, the sediment's is on the bottom of the tank, but on the other side of that bottom of the tank is the burner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just cooking that
yep.
sediment and
making it hard.
Making it like concrete,
yes.
almost.
So it's, I mean, if you have a tank, it's good for you to do that. If you haven't ever done that before and your tank's like 8 years old, it's not recommended because you probably, that valve probably won't close again
right.
and you'll always have a drip. So, but if you have a newer tank, 2 or 3 years old, and you've never drained some water off it, you should start doing that.
And that's what the manufacturers recommend
yes.
on those to do.
Because keep in mind, if there's sediment at the bottom of that tank, that's where it's going to start to rust on the inside because of that sediment and the burner. So, and that's where they're going to start to fail. So keep that in mind. If you want to prolong the life of your water heater, you just need to do some regular maintenance. So if you don't know, the manual should be right down there beside the water heater. Open the manual up, and it'll tell you. Just go to the index and see maintenance. And open it up, and it'll tell you exactly what to do.
We had a couple of those this week that became very challenging to...
Yes, to empty the tank.
Because it's pretty hard to lift 40 gallons of water or 50 gallons.
You can't lift a 40-gallon water heater when it's full of water.
So
yeah.
You've got to get it out somehow. And again, basement's finished and lovely carpet.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it can
always,
be a challenge.
Always
yes.
things like that going on. Another question that came in says, do you install air conditioners in the winter?
Well, I mean, a lot of people think you can't install an air conditioner in the wintertime, but we certainly do. We just, it's the same process. If there's snow, we're going to replace it. Obviously, we'll dig down and we'll take the stone up and put a new stove down and replace that air conditioner. But yes, we do air conditioners in all year round. We install them, but let's be honest here, we have not installed very many air conditioners this year. We've been installing heat pumps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and heat pumps are a year-round thing, so we install those in the winter as well. So keep in mind, if there's snow where that unit's supposed to go, we arm ourselves with shovels and we dig down till we can get a clear spot and we prepare the site and we do what we have to do.
And we weigh in the refrigerant. We
yes.
know how much refrigerant is in the unit from the factory. We know how long the line set is, and we can determine, you know, we need to add 5 ounces or we need to remove 4 ounces.
Right.
So we can pull the Freon out or put Freon in, depending what's needed.
And then when you do that, if you're adding or removing refrigerant from a heat pump or an air conditioner, we have to put a little tag in there called an ODP tag to say exactly what we've done so that if a technician comes and sees, they'll see that there was 4 ounces removed or 4 ounces added. Right?
Right, exactly. Right. And then, you know, again, we always go back within a year on our installs just to double check everything to make sure there's no problem before it goes out of that first year warranty.
Yes.
And check everything out. But, yep, we install
year-round
air conditioners or heat pumps 12 months a year, no problem.
Right.
And I mean, is there any snow outside?
No, it's a beautiful day.
So it's normally there's only 1 month that we have really bad weather. Might be installing it in a blizzard or something like that.
It doesn't usually happen, yes. Actually, sometimes it's harder just to get to the customer's home because of the weather conditions than
right.
it is to install the equipment. So
get stuck on the road because
yeah.
they're not plowed. So
yeah.
Go from there.
Yeah.
Now, customer emailed in, says, should I be concerned when my Ecobee thermostat shows poor air quality?
Well, I mean, is it a one-time thing or is it happening all the time? So if you wake up and you're starting to see your thermostat starting to show poor air quality and it's more than just a one-time thing, then, yeah, there should be a concern there. So that thermostat's just detecting either higher levels of particulate or maybe some VOCs in the house. Or so you just, if it's active, then you just need to take notice of that. And now is when you're going to start to notice it, because as we close our homes up for the wintertime and we don't allow as much fresh air into our homes, sometimes you'll see the air quality in the house start to go the wrong way and become a little bit more... I call it close, but it's just a stuffy feeling. So there's ways to improve that air quality. So if you're seeing that on your thermostat, call us. We have our own testing devices. We can come in your home and test as well and just see if there's things going on, and we can make recommendations to improve that.
And if you have an HRV and it's hooked up through the Ecobee, now there's many Ecobees.
Yes.
You got to have the premium model.
Right.
But it will ramp up that HRV for 20 minutes to try to bring in fresh air from outside to improve
the air. To improve your quality, yes.
So, it's again something to look at. These smart thermostats can make everything in your home work together.
That's true. Now, in my house, I don't have to worry about ventilation air because it's an old home. I have lots of ventilation.
Yeah, and I've seen people. I had a friend who just put in new windows.
Mm-hmm.
And we were outside, and the windows were sweating. And I said, okay, you've got to change some stuff here. Now that you've tightened your house up,
right.
You know, you got to open the blinds to allow airflow to go through there, not keep them closed. And, you know, they had the old wooden.
Oh, yes, yep.
Windows before, so their life has changed a little bit.
It is changing, yes. So.
Now, this next one came in, says, I have a pump that pushes water from the furnace, but I do not have a humidifier. Why would there be water from the furnace?
That's a great question. So a lot of people don't understand that part of the burning process of natural gas is, you know, you introduce air and you mix it with natural gas. There's a lot of moisture in air and there's moisture in natural gas. So when you are burning that, so when your furnace turns on, it injects fuel and pulls air in and it's ignited and that fuel is burned. The old furnaces, when they would exhaust at about 400 degrees Fahrenheit. So water is vapor at 400 degrees Fahrenheit, and it just escapes up through your chimney, and that's why you see steam outside your chimney. But these newer furnaces, high efficiency has been around for 20, 25 years. High efficiency furnaces, they don't exhaust at 400 degrees Fahrenheit. They exhaust at about 80 or 90 degrees. And so water vapor now at that temperature is liquid. And so these furnaces create that liquid accumulates in the secondary heat exchanger of these furnaces, and we have to drain that away. So when the furnace is running, you'll find that it's all of a sudden you'll see water coming into that pump. You won't actually see it, but if it was going into a drain, you'd hear the water dripping into the drain, but it's going to fill that pump, and that pump's going to eject the water into the drain. Same thing with a tankless hot water heater. Whenever my tankless hot water heater's running, my pump runs quite often because there's a lot of water created in that burning process.
And that's why the pipe has to be, exhaust pipe's got to be sloped a little bit.
Yes.
Because to drain that water back to that pump, or it could be just going into a floor drain.
Yeah, as that exhaust from that furnace is being pushed out through that pipe outside, you see that steam. There's still condensation that's going to happen just on the outside as well as what's coming in that pipe. So all that stuff, it's all designed. That's why it takes quite a bit of time to install equipment properly, because we have to have the right slope, the right materials, and just to make sure everything can be drained away properly, because if it won't drain, it won't fire. So if we can't get rid of the water, that furnace is not going to turn on.
Yep, pressure for switches will cut it off, and safeties and so forth. Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
They fought and some died for their homeland. They fought and some died. Now it's our land. Look at his little child. There's no fear in her eyes. Could he not show respect for other dads who have died? Take 2 minutes, would you mind? It's a pittance of time.
That's when we used to play to all the staff.
Yes.
All the time.
Because
what it basically talks about is just take a few minutes at 11 o'clock.
Yes, and be respectful.
Just, yeah. So
wherever we are.
It's a good, again, another good video.
So I would hope if any of our trucks are on the road today at 11 o'clock, they'll just be parked on the side for a minute,
yep.
And then they can continue to go.
Yep. Yeah. And that was Terry Kelly.
Yep. Pittance of time.
Pittance of time.
Yeah. I just want to make a note. You're drinking Gatorade Zero today.
Yes, I am.
Well,
I have one and a half left.
What did I say the other day? What did you said to your doctor that you're drinking Gatorade Zero? And what do you say to you?
Well, my doctor first said, "Do you drink pop?" And I said, "Well, matter of fact, I stopped drinking pop,
right?
And I moved to Gatorade Zero." And he says, "Well, does it taste good?" And I said, "Yeah, it tastes as good." He says, "Then don't drink it." Because he says, "If it tastes good, then don't drink
it." Yeah, so if it tastes good, it's not good for you. Yeah. And so he wants you to drink what? Water.
Water. Yeah. Water. Boring and, water.
Yeah, so when does that start?
I have one and a half Gatorade Zero.
See, look at Juan.
Yeah.
See, have, Juan's got his big bottle of water. Everything's good. Yeah.
Six, like small Cokes.
Are you savoring? Are you just kind of storing these for
like I would normally drink that like in a day.
A day.
Now I just take a sip. Maybe I can make this last for a couple of weeks.
The Coke will go flat if you open it. And take. Wow. Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
If it tastes good, don't drink it.
No, I do.
I love that line.
Yeah. I didn't. I didn't like
that. I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah. I thought I did a good thing moving from Coke
you thought
to Gatorade Zero. I thought I'm really picking things up
here. Things are getting great. So cutting sugar out of your diet. Wow.
Yeah.
Huge.
Not now. Next thing, you'll tell me I can't have steak or french fries.
You're gonna have to eat something green.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay, that'll be a
yeah thing. I had what did I have at STA? It was like it had like chickpeas and I don't know. I thought it was shepherd's pie, but it wasn't shepherd's pie. I don't know what it was. I thought it was
good?
No.
And
I said, I think it's lasagna, and somebody at the table said, "No, this isn't lasagna," and it's like a burrito something or
It was a mystery. It was a mystery.
Well, it was like, okay, I took too much of this.
Thinking it was something else. Yeah. I love it. Okay.
So it hasn't been a good week for the doctor.
Sorry about that. So, you know, we've just got one concern around the office is when you're going to start on this sugar withdrawal, you're going to get kind of crusty.
Yeah.
So if you're having one of those crusty moments, just circle the building, okay?
I'll take the mail. I'll go for a walk and drop the mail off.
Yep, sugar withdrawal is the worst. So, yeah, we'll just see what happens.
Now, Jen.
Yeah. Is there a sign we want to give you if we think that you're getting kind of irritable because of sugar withdrawal?
Just go buy me a Gatorade Zero. Put it on my desk.
All right.
So we had a question come in. We purchased a new home and the furnace is only 4 years old. Are we able to have the maintenance done by you and your company, or do we have to find out who installed the equipment?
That's a great question. I mean, because a lot of people just assume that if the equipment was installed by a certain company or a manufacturer, that you need their people to look after it. If you've got a relationship with a heating and cooling contractor in the area, they can look after your equipment. So usually the warranty is with the manufacturer, and we can look that up very easily. So we can just go online and put in the serial number of the equipment, and it will tell us the warranty which has been registered. Now, if the warranty has never been registered, that's another issue altogether, because that just means that the installing company didn't do any favors for you and you've just got a minimum warranty on that equipment. We can find that out too, much to the unhappiness of a customer thinking that their warranty was extended, but it really isn't because it was never registered and you can't go back on that to give them a full warranty. So we look all that up because we need to know. So when you're a new customer, we'll look at that four-year furnace. We'll put in the serial number. We'll find out the warranty, and then we'll just start looking after things. And so if anything happens to that furnace and there's a part that's under warranty, we can access that.
And, you know, again, that's why we register the equipment.
Yes.
We do it to make sure it was done.
Right.
But some companies don't do that.
Some do not. That's correct. And, I mean, because it's another process. It takes time to register your warranty. And so there's a lot of paperwork involved in installing equipment. So, you know, we get everything together. We install the equipment. We have to order the equipment, install the equipment, and then all the back paperwork that's involved. And part of that, what's part of our process is, you know, Vanessa registers all those warranties. So it's a lot of time.
Yep. Model, serial.
Customer information.
And, you know, we had replaced a water heater that was under warranty, and the paperwork that we had to do and send in, even though they had given us an authorization to replace it.
Right.
I just kept saying, why am I doing this? You already told me it's okay to replace it.
Yeah.
There is a lot of paperwork.
There is a lot of paperwork.
When
yes.
you do
warranty
do things
work.
Like that. Yeah. Now, Vanessa was pretty happy when she got into the shop Monday.
Why is that?
Well, because we've read their Vanessa's Reminder of the Week, and then all of a sudden we had a song or
right.
a intro.
Yeah.
And she was like 10 feet in the air, like walking around like, I am the most important person.
Well, let's be honest. She is the most important person in that office, so.
Oh. What about me? I'm sitting like one office down.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, you too. Yeah, you
but
too.
But I guess it's because of the sugar. Right,
it's because of the sugar. That's right. You know, sugar doesn't make you sweet.
I would say that. But anyway, she was pretty happy. But I had a reminder that, hey.
Oh, yeah. Every week now, we need
to send me your reminder. And so,
yeah. Vanessa's Reminder of the Week. So because, you know, if what do? She said, I'll just call in. I said, no, we're not going to accept that call.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't call.
We just look. Sorry.
Cut you off. Yeah. Yeah, she's not allowed to call it in, so she has to get it done beforehand.
There we go. So we're waiting for the big moment. I'm not in control of that. I'm not in control of that.
So Juan does it whenever he wants.
Whenever he thinks I've been talking too much, he did.
He hits that song and puts in Vanessa's Reminder of the Week. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you are about to listen to our Reminder of the Day.
There we go. Vanessa's up. And her reminder of the day today is when you call for a service call or maintenance or tune-up on your furnace, please ensure the area around the furnace is clear for the technician to have space to perform all their checks.
There we go.
Vanessa's reminder of the day.
Week.
No, day.
But that means
he didn't even listen to it.
But there has to be one every day then.
Well, every day we're here.
Oh, okay.
Man, you make things difficult, Steve.
It's all about words, Peter. It's all about words. Words have power.
Yeah. I never heard sugar. You know, I never heard that word.
Just remember, if it tastes good, it's not for you.
Yeah. Yep. No alcohol, no nothing now. Everything's off.
That's right. Everything's off the table. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a week. You think I'm out of sorts this week?
Yeah, wait till next week. Yes,
It'll be nothing. My fridge will be bare. There won't be anything.
Oh, that's right. Because I'm going away with you not next week. The week after.
Yeah.
So you. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Wow. In a car with you for a couple hours. We're going Starbucks drive-through.
We are not going.
Yeah.
That's 15 minutes of my life.
You'll never get back. Exactly. And you get to experience it. Yes.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'll walk back to the hotel.
Oh, will you? Yeah. Okay. All right.
So we had a question. Well, we'll have to wait till after the break because you'll go on too long.
Probably. So, yeah. That's me, long-winded.
Yeah. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Talk of trouble is sent through the country. And we need an army to fight for the right. Young men enlist and are sent to the battle to fight the offender and help our allies. And the young men cry, oh,
so we just want to remember our veterans and our military for everything they've done for us. We're going to play The Last Post.
Right.
Now it's by the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Oh.
But I thought it sounded a little different.
Got it.
So that will be our last song as we exit out. And you can't wait till next week's songs. Well, really, next week's until January.
Oh, really? Why is that?
You just got to wait. But okay. They will be, there still will be a theme, even though you think the theme will be Christmas.
Oh.
But there'll be a theme each week.
Each week. So you're starting Christmas songs next week.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, great.
Have you not listened to the...
It's still November.
Have you not listened? I'm listening in my car.
I'm sure you are.
And yeah. I think, one of our stations down here going to have a big unveiling this week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And they start playing solid Christmas music.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. A little soon, but okay.
Well, it's a beautiful day after the 11 o'clock to... put some decorations up.
Okay, I'll get right on that. Yep. Yeah.
Before the snow, before the rain.
That's right, before the snow falls.
And we got a fireplace question.
Okay.
We got to have a fireplace for Santa to come, so. Our furnace is igniting for 1 minute.
Furnace or fireplace?
Fireplace. Did okay. I say furnace?
You said furnace.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Fireplace is igniting for 1 minute and then shutting off. It's not staying lit. Is there anything we can do before a technician comes out?
Not really. I mean, you could. I mean, it sounds, if there's a remote system in it, you could just check the remote and make sure that the batteries in both the remote and the receiver, because there's a receiver in the fireplace. When you have a remote, there has to be a receiver. You have to change the batteries in both because they have batteries in both. Some people just think you change the remote and everything's good, but the receiver batteries would be dead. So that's, you can check, you can do that. And then really the only other thing you can do is just check the vent outside and make sure it's clear. Other than those two things, you have to have a technician.
And you should change those when the clock sets back.
Yes.
And that.
Yeah.
It's a good time just to do it.
Yes.
Again, people say, well, I didn't use them very much, but
doesn't
they're
matter.
In that heated area, especially the receiver.
And as long as, just like anything, if a battery is connected to something, it is going to drain. That's just the way they work.
So, and it also can be something's not correct in the safety cutting it off.
Yep.
Which means you need to have somebody come out and take a look. So batteries you could do yourself, be careful, because where the receiver is can be hot. So you might want to wear gloves or to protect yourself. But if other than that, it's really have somebody come out and take a look at
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, while they're there, have them clean the glass. And, November is carbon monoxide month.
Right.
So, you should all have a carbon monoxide detector
in the
on
house.
Every level of
at
your
the home.
Home.
Yes,
especially
absolutely.
Outside. The law is outside bedrooms.
Right.
But we believe it should be on every level, and it should be a digital readout.
Right.
Carbon monoxide.
That's correct.
If it reads 5, you can say, well, why is it reading 5?
You need to find out because you shouldn't just have random carbon monoxide in your home. So if it's reading 5, you need to find what's going on.
Yeah. And, it can be if you have an attached garage, it can be you open the door and some carbon monoxide from the car came in.
Right.
Never start your car with the garage
door
closed.
Yes.
Once it's reading, you need to figure out what's causing that reading. Now, it can be if you have a gas stove and you're cooking.
And you don't put the range hood fan on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or your range hood fan doesn't go outside.
Yes, but if it's a gas range, it has to go outside. That's the code.
That's the code. But a lot of people, buy a house and say, well, I want to put in a gas range now, pull out the electric one. And they never check.
Right. And it's just a recirculating model.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's something you definitely. And I've been in some restaurants where you have a hard time opening the door.
Right.
Because the range hood is pulling so much air out of it, it's almost making that door a vacuum.
Yes.
And it's pretty difficult to get it open.
Yep.
Chuck's on Clarkside Road.
Is that right?
I have to lean against it. Almost I feel like I'm a football player.
Is that right?
Hey, and we should wish the Western Mustangs good luck in the Yates Cup today.
Oh, that's right, the Yates Cup today.
They're playing, so
it'll be busy around. Is that being played in London?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So there'll be lots of people around.
There sure will.
But it'll be fun. It's going to be good.
Cool.
Next question. It's a smart thermostat question.
Great.
Can you handle that, Steve?
I don't know.
It says a smart thermostat.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'll do my best.
Our smart thermostats is giving us error codes. And this one says action required. The unit's calling for heat, but the room temperature has decreased by 1 degree. Should we have someone out to investigate?
Well, I mean, it's gone down 1 degree. So I'm not really concerned about that. If it ran and ran and ran and it started dropping more than 1 degree, keep in mind that these thermostats, I mean, if you had set the thermostat back and now it's coming, you've asked it to come back up to temperature, and let's say you're running your heat pump, it's going to run a long time to make that 2 or 3 degree difference. So your thermostat, these new thermostats are great. They give you a lot of information, sometimes too much information. So just keep an eye on it. If it's going the wrong way, so you lose a degree, then you lose another degree, then you lose another, then there's something going on. But if you just lose a degree of 1 degree of heat over a length of period, that's not really a concern to me.
Well, and we took some Ecobee training this week, and we found out that I can change the thermostat from what it really reads to what it really is. How long did it take me to go out of the office and change it? So now when Vanessa says she's cold, I go, what? It's 75 degrees in here.
Right.
When it's really only 73.
Or 68.
Yeah. And I thought that was a pretty good feature.
Is it? Yes.
Once I found it and I went in and made the adjustments, I was pretty happy for the rest of
were
the
you?
Day.
I'm sure you were. Yeah, a little smile on your face because you're deceiving people in the office. Like Vanessa. And now that she's listened and heard this, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, but see, she tuned out. Once it was the Vanessa's reminder of the day.
Oh, she shut us off?
Now she's tuned us off.
Okay. Well, who knows? Maybe. And maybe she'll listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I need that potty trick. I want it for my house. Yeah, I need that potty trick. Yeah. You know, like, oh, baby, yeah, it's 80 degrees. Well, it's actually 65.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's hidden in there, but you can find it.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was worth the whole training.
Was it?
2 hours of training was that one thing.
Oh, I didn't tune out.
So she texted you?
Yeah, and she says, I'm on to him now.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't in the training. She doesn't know how to adjust it back.
But she knows, and she can just get one of the boys to do it for her, right? Yeah. I didn't tune out. I'm on to him now, and she's been freezing, so look out.
Well, she had your heater in the
office
one day.
Yes.
I said, well, you can't have a heater in there. You know how much money that's cost us?
That little electric
heater?
Yeah, well.
Anyways.
Well, you knew we were in trouble the one day when it was warmer in the warehouse than it was in the front office.
Well, right? We got that fixed.
Yes, we did.
And unfortunately, we found some of our homeless problem living on the roof.
Yes.
So we've got to challenge
that
with
as well.
That and
yes.
Get that resolved because it's not a good place to have someone living.
It's unfortunate. Yes, it really is. Yeah.
So what's your plans today?
I'm working.
Yeah, working.
Yes. Yeah.
I know you're here, but what's your
I'm plan? Here and then I've got a sales call in Woodstock right after this show. And then I'm free for the afternoon. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
And I want to thank the city of St. Thomas for all the work they've been doing on Parkside Drive.
Yes, it's quite nice now,
right? Front of the Curling Club.
Got pavement in the parking lot of the Curling Club. Where did that come from?
That came from a deal that I made to allow them to have some property to put a walkway through from the trail
right
to the pickleball.
I see.
So I was a nice guy.
And so they paved that for you.
So the agreement was I'll give you that, you pave the parking lot.
Wow.
So pretty well. Not isn't paved. It's recycled asphalt pounded with a compactor.
Right, but it's not dirt.
It's not gravel
and mud.
Yeah.
Right, which drags into the curling club. Yeah. Yes.
So it was a good deal.
Wow,
I think.
You made that deal, did you?
I made that deal. They've been very, I'll tell you, I'll give the city of St. Thomas a pat on the back. They've been very
supportive.
Informative of the whole process of when things were going to happen. And It's refreshing to see.
Good.
So
good.
It would be very good.
Small town St. Thomas.
Yep.
Yep.
Well,
Mayor Preston.
Mayor Joe.
Yes.
When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.